Brian Fitzsimmons, he's heading out the door. In addition to being Nutrient Ag Solutions, he's also on the fire department. He's going to work there. Alex joins us. Alex, you have an interesting role to play here. Tell us a little about what you do for our farmers.
Well, again, kind of like Brian briefed you on earlier, the information handling of all of our geographical precision ag monitors and just the data collection and taking that data and trying to make something usable out that to maybe make us informed and hopefully profitable scenario.
And you guys work with farmers in a lot of different ways. I mean, a lot of different ways you help them there.
Yes, I mean, we do. We offer wheat scouting here now. We do zone and grid soil sampling. We calibrate yield monitors, information analytics. You know, we've got some people compiling many different chemical and seed programs. You know, they might want to test the latest decal versus the latest Pioneer seed corn, and we try to keep information analytics over repeatable acres on repeatable soil types, you know, to see which one made us the most economical sense going forward. That's just a vague example, but
sure. I think it's just part of the services you provide, so it's more than just selling people a chemical or a seed or something like that or a fertilizer. It's really the service you provide to help them have a good crop.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, we do sell, like I said, fertilizer, seed, chemical, but, you know, some of our services end. We try to make it a partnership, and obviously some of the services get bundled in at times, and other services are completely separate, but we want to build that long-term future because we want try to keep them as profitable as we can be and hopefully make a long-lasting partnership for the future.
When you came back to work here after getting out of school, did you ever see yourself doing what you're doing now?
Yes, like I said, I worked in farming community some growing up, and I always kind of liked computers. I did some of this before, a little bit more in the sales end at a stop before this, and this has kind of got some sales experience, on-farm experience, you know, different types of stuff. So I kind of did, but I guess not to this extent because, you know, all that technology back in 2006, auto steer and Green Star 2, all that stuff was the greatest thing in the world. Now here we are 16 years later, and that stuff's a dinosaur.
Yeah, right, exactly right. It's amazing how this world has changed, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, I mean, you can say we look 16 years down. We were just discussing drone application with corn fungicides and other things like that. It's exciting to look in forward and see what we've got offered or what we will be able to offer going forward.
That's right. Alex, appreciate all you do. Great to visit with you. And you did a good job pinch hitting for Brian as he left.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He, like I said, we've got to praise our local volunteer firefighters.
Wonderful job, member of the Volunteer Fire Department, and we appreciate a lot of farmers. You know, for years, farmers have staffed the Volunteer Fire Departments, and that's a tremendous role they play in our communities. We're celebrating National Agriculture Week, wrapping up things in Nutrient Ag Solutions on 106.5 WKDC-FM, Cadiz Hopkinsville, Princeton.